or the Rajba Korpanim. But and hopefully make clean what we did, and then hope and next week Beis Hashem we're going to start Mu'ud La'Adam, Mu'ud La'Vayim, which is another huge city. A lot of big things going on over here. But I would like to start talking about how exactly Mu'ud works. We're going to speak a little abstract, and we're going to try to get it, plug it into the sugya. There's a classic chakira in Mu'ud, and I'm going to just make a little bit of an alteration, maybe. But I think it's really the same thing. The classic chakira in Mu'ud is as follows. You have an animal, it's a tam. After three times, what happens?
Oh.
Becomes a Mu'ud. Okay, what happened? Anyone want to give a little bit of a stab at that? What happened?
Okay, Moshe.
One shot is the animal's changed. Now, it got a regilis. Now that became, it graduated to become Orche. What was once not Orche is now Orche. So the first three times you're Pater, why?
It's
not Orche. Now, the third time, now you're Nichai, why? Because it's Orche. That's one pshat. Anyone have another pshat?
You can expect it.
Now it's you can expect it.
You can expect it.
Expected
to act in this weird
way.
Why
could you expect
it? It's still mishun. Because you have a statistic. You can expect it to act.
No, it tells you that now it's
it does weird things. It's not like Pshat, it's not weird. It does weird things.
You're not saying now that it's a
step.
No, that's the
first Pshat is a step. You can expect it to act.
Yeah.
Same Pshat is that you could.
I'll tell you the way that the Olam HaTorah says the Shaila. The Olam HaTorah says the Shaila a little bit differently. They say, I forgot that we discussed this yesterday, they say, that the other side is that it's a gilui.
Gilui was always.
Yeah.
Gilui is like the first.
Always been a gilui. Yeah.
No. Explain to you the way that they're saying it. Now we're doing a little altercation. They're saying it's a gilui. What does gilui mean? It's a revelation. Now what the first side was that it wasn't orche. Now it is orche. The other side is that it's a gilui. What does a gilui mean?
It was always orche.
It's a revelation.
That you were
right?
Always
so now some people think that means it's a revelation. That was always its nature.
No.
I want to say something else. It's a revelation that it is crazy. Not that it's orche. That it does dvarim mishunim. It does. It's still a maisa mishune. This animal does. You know, don't expect anything different from this animal. This animal does mishune dika maises, but it's a gilui.
Why is that different than the second answer?
It's the same as the second. That's what I'm saying. It's just an altercation, just the way that you say it. But in other words, the pshat is like this: is the pshat first time, second time, third time it became orche? It became now that's what the animal is because, or it's a revelation to us. That it's that's the way the animal. They bring the Marami wouldn't bring the following thing. They bring it. This is the Yeshiva Shared, Rabbi Yisai. You have to help me out because I don't remember exactly. Shaila is the person that I just switched over to say Masha Varuach Morda Goshen. Right, he just switched over and he forgot if he said it or not. What do you usually say?
You assume that you said it right.
Right. So it depends. The first 30 days, you can assume that you said it. But before that, you can't. Reimenberg says, where do we find this concept of that after a certain amount of time, we can assume that you said it? From the fact that an animal becomes a sharamud. If three times is a giloi, that the animal is really crazy, or whatever it is, that it's a giloi, that this is the way the animal acts. So what does that have to do with, after 30 days, saying Masha Baruch Hu Mordechai? If the pshat is it becomes orche, we're saying after doing it once, twice, three times, there's a change in your regilus, it becomes orche, then I understand, says the Marami Rutenberg, 30 times saying Masha Baruch Hu Mordechai becomes... becomes the regilos, it becomes orche. But if it's just the giloi, it's just a revelation to us, now we see, so then what shaychus does that have to do with a person saying, Mashiach v'ruch mordeh gosh? You hear the two together? In the second side, though, we're making just a little altercation. It's not alteration. It doesn't mean that that it's a giloy, that this is really the animal's teva. Because it's not never a teva of an animal to be nogach. It's just that the animal does crazy things. This animal, you can expect it to do mishana de gezach. That's the chakir. Now we come to the Gemara. The Gemara says that if I only had the pasuk of Vayas Lutzidke ben Kanana, I only had that pasuk, I would have thought that maybe it's only when you're dealing with a tlusha, are you mechalik between Chatzin Ezek and Ezek Shalom. That's why we have to bring the other pasuk, the pasuk of Bechor Shor Hadarloi, to tell us that also over there, it's going to be a difference between Chatzin Ezek and Ezek Shalom. Frektor Rishonim. So why don't you just bring the pasuk of Bechor Shor Hadarloi? That's a pasuk of Mechuber. That's great. And then I know Mechuber. What do I have to also bring the pasuk of Yas Letzikim and Kanana? What do we need that pasuk for? And the Rishonim say two different mahalchim, a little bit different. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Shita. Rabbeinu Peretz says that I would have thought that if I didn't bring the pasuk of Telusha, I would think you're Potter. I would have thought you're totally Potter on Telusha. That's why I need the pasuk of Yas Letzikim to tell me that you're Chayiv. And as a matter of fact, the Chazon Yechezkel learns up in the Rambam that the halacha lamaisa taka. What's the din if an animal takes a horn in its mouth and gores? Taka pater. So not only is it a good hava mina, but according to the Chazon Yechezkel, it's actually a maskana.
What does he do with that pasuk?
Oh, it's a pella though. What does he do with the pasuk in the brisa? The brisa is a pella. Because according to what we're saying over here for Rabbeinu Peretz, that's gufo what the brisa is coming to say. The brisa says there's a pasuk even by tlusha. The brisa is saying tlusha is chayiv, not potter. So the Rambam is a pella.
Maybe because he says you can learn out even a gila milsa because sitka was navi. Sure.
But the Navi MS brought down the Maisa with.
No, we said not like that. We said the Gemara says it's Gilim Asabalama.
Yeah, we said maybe Afil, we said, I forgot who said
Afil. That was in the Havamina. But the Gemara says not like that. No, you can say the Rambam's not like the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason, right? The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says Gilim Asabalama, no problem. Don't worry about it. Even Navi Sheker, no problem. It's just the Gilim Asa, we could do it. So what's the reason? We bring it for a different reason we bring the second pasuk. Because I would think, so then what do you bring the first pasuk for? L'choira. But after upon him in Rabbeinu Peretz, we can appreciate what the Havamina was. We have Usher brought up another issue with the pshat of the Chazon Yechezkel. It's because what's the problem with Tlusha? He says, because the Bailim, why Taka you Potter? Because the Bailim don't have to be choishish for that. The Rambam holds the Machayev is Mamon Amazik. It's not Pshi and the Shmira. The Bailim holds the Machayev is Mamon Amazik. So then your Mamon was Mazik. What difference does it make if it's Tlusha or Mechuberis? Your Mamon was Mazik. What? It's a Kasha on the Chazon Yechezkel. The Maisa, it's not Mefurish in the Rambam, the Rambam holds that way. Akhlopanim, this was the Havamina according to the Tzitz of Rabbeinu Peretz. The Havamina was that I might say that you're Potter on Tlusha. From Ashmalon, even Tlusha is Chayef. And the Shikta Mekubetza says similar but not identical. Says the Shikta Mekubetza says, I would have thought that Tlusha is going to remain Tam for eternity. Remain Tam for eternity. Even Shalosh Pomim, it's going to be a Tam. Kipam Rishayna de Mechuber. Kamash Malon Kra, Duloy Palginan Bain, Tlusha Mechuberes. So, what's the machloikis between the Shita Mechuberes and Rabbeinu Peretz? So, we wanted to say Pshat. In the Shita Mechuberes, this is as follows. What's the Pshat in the Shita Mechuberes? He says, Kipam Rishayna. That if it's nogach plusha gimel pamin, v'isi mechayvo kepam rishoyna demechuber. How could that? It stays tam for eternity. Why does it stay tam for eternity? So he said, if the pshat is that after gimel pamin, we say that something becomes that it becomes orche, becomes his nature. So perhaps Shita Mekubetzes is saying that it's never possible to have the animal's nature is to take a keren in its mouth and be nogach. That's never orche. That can never become orche. How could that become natural? That's not natural. Something that the animal has on its head. And of course, when you rile up an animal, what's the animal going to do? It's going to fight back. Of course, that's inherent in the animal's behavior that it's going to do that. But to say that it's normal for an animal to ever take a horn in its mouth, that's never normal. That will never, ever be normal. That'll never be orche. A behavioral psychologist for an animal will always tell you that this animal is doing something strange.
He does so many times, it becomes normal.
It's never becomes normal. It could become normal something we can expect, but it can't become normal. It can't become normal.
If somebody does it 1,000 times, it's abnormal. It becomes normal.
You can say that this animal, you can expect it from this animal, but it's not orche for the animal. It's not natural.
For every other animal in the world that's like him, this specifically,
is normal because he does it all the time. So what we're saying is that that's never
natural.
It's not a natural thing for the animal to do. The animal was now, maybe you could say this is something the animal is going to be in the habit of doing, but it's not orche.
If an elephant walks on 2 feet and it's in a circus, it's still not normal. People will come to watch it every
right
single time.
No,
even though it's normal for that elephant.
If that elephant has been doing that for 20 years straight, doesn't become normal for that animal?
No, people are still coming. Kind of
look at how old animals
that's
are this animal.
That's what we're saying. That was the Havamino. That was the Havamino. It never becomes orche. Pam Rishoyna, Gimel Pamim, it's Pam Rishoyna Nemechuber. It's still not orche.
Every other elephant in the world is so.
People will still come and watch this not normal elephant 1 year later.
It's not normal.
I think
that's
the
orche is part of something that's
if you're expecting
it's normal.
That
means
that's orche.
No. What we're saying is orche means something that's natural for the animal. It's learned behavior, but it's not natural. It never becomes natural. It can't become natural.
Okay,
it's something that's a steer to natural. This is not natural.
Animals don't do this.
In a classic case,
I just want to say one thing, Rabbi Sai. I think your Chakira is the Havamina and the Maskana of the Braisa. The Havamina was it never becomes Orche. Kamash Malana does become Orche. That's good for the discussion. I would think this never becomes Orche for the animal.
The Pasuk is telling me that it is Orche.
The fact that we're learning from this Pasuk is telling us that now we know that if it does it 3 times, then that's considered
so the Pasuk is telling me that it is me. The Pasuk is telling me I'm a Shia.
Yes and yes and no.
It's a weird vibe of the Pasuk, because the animal doesn't do anything in the Pasuk.
Right. No, it's the fact that we're including this in what it says in the Pasuk 3 times becomes what? Means that we're learning that 3 times it becomes Orche.
Are we learning it from the Pasuk by Tzidki ben Kanaya?
No, it's just telling us that that's what the Pasuk in the Torah is talking about.
But then the Gicha by the Torah.
Correct.
The Shinto would still hold, would you hate you had something that would never become part of its nature, that it would still be
Chatzinezik. Right. It will remain Chatzinezik forever. Masha Inkin, if you understand that the Pshat is that 3 times, even though it's not Orche, we're going to say that we can expect it. So then, even if it's strange, after 3 times, you have to learn to expect it. 3 times, we know this is something you have to expect. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say that, Mahalach. Rabbeinu Peretz says, I would think you're not chayv at all. Why? Because it's totally not something that the animals, you're achroy for, like the way that that Chazon Yecheskel says comes. That's the Havim, and you're not achroy at all for the Maisa. That's not the koyach of the behema. Okay. He says, he doesn't say that I would think it stays a tam. Once you're chayiv, right?
If you would be chayiv,
then it's for sure going to become a mu'ud.
So
why not?
We have to say
not right, the Havim has to be you're not chayiv klal.
But what's the
shot
behind it?
So he said, like the
Rabbi Yehuda says something. Why is he saying you're positive?
What's
the size
of the shita?
Why
you think you're being positive by Tlusha?
He doesn't want to hold the shita.
It's always going to be a chalakas.
So the Chazon Yecheskel says, because you only chayv is not the koyach of the behema to do it. It's not the koyach of the behema, not chayv.
That means
it's
not the koyach of the behema.
They were arguing.
Yeah. Something like that. Something like that. It's a similar type of svar. We'll have to see what exactly the svar is. But that's what he's saying is, how many of you be potter and remain potter?
Whatever
the Rashi. Yeah, and that'll be Shana learned that from Ish, but not me didn't care. Not me didn't care. If me didn't care, you'd be potter. Okay. So, Rabbi Isai, the Gemara says the following thing. I would have thought that if I only have the pasuk that says that you're chayiv on Tlusha, I might think Tlusha is when you do chatzi nezek. But if I don't have the pasuk of mechuberes, I would think mechuberes is kula mu'edes. That's what the Gemara says. I would think mechuberes is kula mu'edes, which is the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashita were talking about the opposite case. They were talking about what happens if I only have Mechuberes and don't have Tlusha. Either I think that Tlusha is going to be Tam, or I think that Tlusha is Potter. What happens if I only have Tlusha? The Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? If I only have Tlusha, Tlusha is going to be Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem, and Mechuberes is going to be Kula Mu'edas Nezek Shalem. And here the Rishonim struggle. Where do you get that from? That you're going to have Karen is going to be Kula Mu'edes. Where you learn it from? Rashi is relatively quiet. Tosfos asks the question. Says Tosfos, Avo Mechuberes Eimo Kula Mu'edesi L'shalem Nezek Sholem Afilu B'pam Rishoyna V'im Taimar Mehai Tesi. Where you going to learn it from? Imi Tlusha Dayak Tlusha. If you learn it from Tlusha, then it can't be more than Tlusha. We have a klal. Dayoi, lovoi, min hadin, liois kinidoin. You can't be more than what you're learning from. If you're learning from Tlusha, dayoi ki Tlusha. LMI, you want to learn from other avos. Imishar avos. You want to learn from other avos. And now the Tosis launches into a whole discussion. Can you learn from different avos with the Tzara Shava, which is the Gemara and Daf Hey Amid Abeis, which we'll get back to in a moment. But Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach is medayik in Rashi, that Rashi seems to go like Tosis's first attempt. Tosis says, imi tlusha daik et tlusha. And Rashi doesn't seem to be bothered by that. Rashi seems to be taka learning from tlusha. How do we see that in Rashi? It's not mafurish. But Rashi says, av mechuberes deurchehu, em akum medes afilu betchila, umishalam ezek shalom. Afilu betchila. In other words, when you have a tlusha, it's only basoif is it urche and mishal nezek shalem. But mechuberes, it's urche hu afilu betchila u mishal nezek shalem. And the shita mechuberes is taka brings such a tzad, and he says that we learn pam achas by mechuberes from gimel pamim tlusha.
How?
The shaila is how. Tosis has this question. Dayok et tlusha. What? Dayo Ketelusha. What happened to the Tosis is Dayo. So perhaps the Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Rashi holds, three is not a charm. It's not three times is a charm. What happens after it happens three times?
It becomes
more and more and more normal. What happens if something is normal right away? It's the same thing as three. It's no... Three is not just a magic number of three. Three just makes it urche. What if something is urche metchilasai? It's the same thing as three. It's no different. So therefore, Rashi says, I could jump from one time by mechuberes to three times by Tlusha. What happens when Tlusha, an animal, gores three times? It becomes Urche. But what if something is Urche Metchilasai? It should pay Nezik Shalom, right? Metchilasai. So therefore, I might think that there it's going to pay Nezik Shalom right away. Tosfos doesn't like this. Tosfos says, if you're going to say that you're learning it from Tlusha, Dayak in Tlusha. Because according to Tosfos, three times is a charm. What does that mean? After three times, I warn you once, I warn you twice, I warn you three times. Now you have to, now it's not a question of whether it's natural or not, but now you have to be choyshesh because you were warned three times. So by mechuberes, I wasn't warned three times.
Mechuberes is something that you should be expecting right from the beginning.
And a chanam.
Why is that different? You should still be choyshesh from the beginning. It should still be like a case of tlusha after three times.
Because we don't see that you're ever chayiv unless you were warned three times on Karen. On Karen. You want to learn by other animals, you can learn from other animals. But something that's kavanos lahazik, we don't see unless you get three warnings. Right? Or three times already, it's something that you can, ki'ilu, even though it's not normal, but still, it happened three times, therefore, you have to be able to expect it. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, the machlekes is machlekes Rashi and Tois l'shitasa. We'll explain as follows. The Mishnah says later on that there are animals that it's natural for them to attack. They are predators. For example, an ari. An ari, a doiv, a nomer, all these things are muadin metchilasa. That means they become a muad right away. First time they're a muad. A shar is a more domesticated animal. It's more docile. But these animals are naturally aggressive. And they're muad mitchilasai. Rashi says, muad mitchilasai, and they pay nezek shalem idin keren. Tosfos says, they're muad mitchilasai, but not to be keren, but to be regel. You pay Nezek Shalom. What's the nafgamina? Either way, it's Nezek Shalom. Karen. No, but he was saying also, you're going to pay right away Nezek Shalom from the beginning. Nafgamina is going to be Rishus Rabin. If you hold like Toysvis, then the Mechayiv is Midin Regel, then you're going to be Chayiv to pay Rishus Rabin. You're going to be Pat Rishus Rabin. Sorry, Regel's Pat Rishus Rabin. If you hold Midin Karen, you're going to be Chayiv Rishus Rabin. That's Machlokas Rashi and Toysvis. What's the beer Machlokas? Menachem, did you get that? Again?
Yeah.
You have an animal that we know it's natural for the animal to gore, to attack. It's a violent animal. It's a lion. Lions, they do that, right? Yeah. So the Mishnah says you're paying Nezek Shalom from the very first time. There's no time there. Why? Says Rashi, because you're a Keren Muad first time. Says Tosfos, Regel.
I'm already compared to Regel.
We're going to say in a second. Good. Menachem, give me a second. It's a good kasha. Hold on. So, that's the machlokes. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is Rishus HaRabim. If it's regal, you're part of Rishus HaRabim. If it's Kerenichai, Rishus HaRabim. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is as follows. Rashi holds that what is the defining character of Karen. Menachem, what's the defining character of Karen? Kavanos Lazik. Mele Rashi says, this is Kavanos Lazik. Aye, it's a natural Kavanos Lazik. It's still Kavanos Lazik. What's the defining character of Shane?
No,
Lazik. Oh, is that natural?
Yeah,
that's Shane. What's the defining character of Regel? Azekomatsoi. Sometimes that's also natural. What's the defining character of Karen? Kavanos Lazik. Could be natural, could be not natural. If it's not natural, what do you pay? Chatzin Nezek. If it's yeah natural, what do you pay? Nezek Shalom. Does it make a difference one time, three times? That's only in order for it to become Orche. It becomes Orche through three times. What happens if it's Orche already before the three times? What does Rashi say? Nezek Shalya. That's Rashi on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. That's Rashi by us. Because there's no question that Keren Mechuber is more Orche. So if it's Orche, then I would say it's Nezek Shalya. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, you know what the defining quality of Keren is? Defining quality of Keren is Mishune. Abnormal. That's the defining quality of Keren. Anything that is Orche cannot be Keren. Can't be Keren. So what happens? Can't be Keren. So if something is natural for an animal, that we could include that in Regel, where we'll say it's a Seiko Matsu, that's the normal go of the animal. But what is Keren? Keren is abnormal behavior. That's what Keren is. So I have a question for you. What's Keren after three times?
Regel.
It's Orche? Can't be Orche. It has to be Gilui Milsa without Orche, because if it's Orche, it should become Regel. It doesn't become Regel. Why not? Kavanos Lahazik doesn't make a difference, Kavanos Lahazik. Because by Ari, it's Kavanos Lahazik and it's Regel. So why does it come three times? Why doesn't it become also Regel? Tuli, what do you say? Must be that after three times, it never becomes Orche. Still Mishune. Just expect it. It's abnormal behavior expected from this animal.
This is
Tosfos. Therefore, Ari has to be Rego. Anything natural has to be Rego. Rego is the normal go of the behemoth.
And Rashi holds that Ari as well.
Rashi holds Ari as Keren, because the defining quality of Keren is Kavanos Lahazik, and even if it's Orche. So Rashi holds, what's a Muad? Kavanos Lahazik, Orche. So what's Ari, Kavanos Lahazik, Orche? What would be, according to this Havimina, if you have Mechuberes, Kavanos Lahazik, Orche? It's going to be Pam Rishoy. It's not changed. L'chayra does the machloikas over here, Rashi and Tosfos, which is going to depend on machloikas, Shit Mechubetzes, and Rabbeinu. So let's see how Tosfos Lamaisa learns. So Tosfos rejects Rashi's pshat. You can't say the first time it's Orche, and therefore you're gonna be chayv. You can't do that. Dayo ketlusha. You need the three times. So what's the pshat? Says Tosfos. It's even time Rabbi say. It's a little bit difficult of a laning on the Tosfos. So we're gonna lane the Tosfos. Says Tosfos. Avam mechaberes ema kulam oedesi. V'shalim nezik shalim. Afilu par mishanim entoyim. Me haytesi imi tlusha dayo ketlusha. Imi shara avos. If you can learn from the other avos, which means you're learning from a combination of avos. So Hatenich Laman de Amar and Daf Hamad Beis Keren Adifa the Kavanas Lahazik Vafil Keren Asya. So the Gemara later on says the following thing. We're going to stop here for a moment. The Gemara says, really, we don't need any of the psukim. Technically, we could learn all of the mazikim from Bar v'Chad Mehanach. Technically, if we would have Bar together with any of the other ones, we could learn it from what we call a Mamatzinu Tzad Hashavet. Except for Keren, Keren's debatable. Can you learn Keren from other Mazikin, yes or not? The Gemara on Hey Amud Beis says it's debatable. Let's turn to Hey Amud Beis for a second to see the Gemara inside. Second line, Amar Rava. V'kulhu, all of the Mazikin, kishadis bor beinayu, if you just put bor with it, as yukulu bemeh hatzad, levar mi Keren. Aside for Keren, Keren cannot be learned from the others. All the other ones are more mitchila. Ulaman da amar adraba Keren adifa shekavanas lahazik afilu Keren nami asya. So the Gemara on Daf Hamad Beis is debatable. Can you learn Keren from other mazikin? Yes or no? So Tosfos is going to take that Gemara and superimpose it over here. We don't have a pasuk for Keren Mechuber now. Why don't we have a pasuk for Keren Mechuber? Because the pasuk is talking about Tlusha. So we need to know, where do we know Mechuber from? You can't learn it from Tlusha alone, because if you learn it from Tlusha, what's the din? Daiket Tlusha. So we're trying to learn that Nezek Shalom. Where are we getting it from? Sisters, maybe learn it from the other Mazikin. Can I learn Keren from the other Mazikin? That is a debate on the Hamid Beis. According to one man, Amar, yes. According to one man, Amar, no. So we'll be good according to that other man, Amar. We don't have a pasuk for Keren Mechuber because the pasuk is Keren Tlusha. We're entertaining right now. So what about Karen Mechuber? We'll just learn it from the other Mazik and the Chaim Nezik Shalom. Says Toisvis. Imi Sharovas. Teinach Leman Damer Karen Adifa. It's good. You can leave alone. It's good that Man Damer says Karen is Adif. Shekavanasa Lahazik. Va'afilu Karen Asi. And even Karen you can learn out from the other ones. Kidim Eforesh Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam explains over there. Look, come on. Da'ainu Leman Damer Palga Nisko Memoina. The Islay Stam Shvarim Lad Becheska Shimur Kaima. Now, Tosis is giving an entire commentary here. Who is the Man D'Amar that says Karen is a Adifa Shekavanas L'Hazik? The Man D'Amar holds that it's Palda Niska Memoina. He holds Stam Shvar Mechet Lav Becheska Shimur Kaima. Avol the Man D'Amar Palda Niska Knossa. The Islay Stam Shvar Becheska Shimur Kaima. Lo Asik Karen Mikulu. Kiramin Lakaman. Kishad is Borbinayo. Asikulu Bar Mikaren. Dikulam Efrach Shekem Wadam Etchilas and Pirsha Dark on L'Hazik. So Tosis says, according to one man d'omer, yes, according to the other man d'omer, no. Tosis does a lot of commentary here, which I want to explain to you what Tosis is bothered by, perhaps. What's all Tosis' commentary? We saw the Gemara there. The Gemara says clearly, one man d'omer says you can learn Karen, the other man d'omer says you can't learn Karen. Why does Tosis have to give you all this commentary about what it is, cheska shimur, laba cheska shimur, and all this stuff? What's Tosis doing? Perhaps this is borrowed as follows. To understand. Right now, we don't have a pasuk for Karen, right? Because what's the pasuk talking about? Tlusha. Karen Mechuber doesn't have a pasuk. Can we learn Karen Mechuber from the other mazikin, yes or no? So the Gemara says, maybe not. What's the Gemara's svara, why not? Anyone? What did the Gemara Daf Hey Amud Beis says? Why can't you learn Karen from all the other ones? Karen is a weakness. What's the weakness of Karen?
It's not always Mu'ud.
But what are we trying to... We're going to learn out...
Suggesting that it's always Mu'ud.
This is going to be always... What's not always Mu'ud? Plusha. We're not Mechuber. We want Kula Mu'edes. We're coming to say it is Kula Mu'edes. You say... Can't learn it out because it's Tom. No, it's not. Tom is Plusha. This is Mechuberis, which is Kula Mu'edes. We want it to be Kula Mu'edes. You can't... That's not a Pircha. So Tosis says, no. That's not what the Gemara means. The words Kula Mu'edes, not a Mu'ed Mitzchilasai, is just a way of describing the nature of Keren. What's the nature of Karen? Is it Bechezkas Shimur or not Bechezkas Shimur? That's the whole discussion. So if you hold it's Bechezkas Shimur, then you're going to say Palganiskas Knasa, then you're going to say that it's considered to be not more Mitchilasai. The whole discussion is just, really the discussion is understanding the nature of the din of Karen. Is Karen Bechezkas Shimur or not Bechezkas Shimur? That's the whole discussion. And that's whether it has a pasuk to tell you it's pays knas, it's tam or not tam. The language of the Gemara shouldn't confuse you. Because the Gemara says whether it's mu'ud mitchilas or not. What the Gemara really means is this an animal that you can that is you're supposed to watch or not supposed to watch? That's all the Gemara means. So Tosis says that now is still going to remain a machloikas, because it's a theoretical machloikas, is it b'cheska shimur or not? Megla says Tosis, according to the Man D'Amar holds, that Karen is Bechezka Shimur, you can't learn it out from the other Mazikin, because the other Mazikin are not Bechezka Shimur.
So why don't we say Rashi's
learning
like that? Pashtus,
the Gemara,
and
the Karen.
You could die
to Tlusha. No, so don't learn that from Tlusha. But Karen. Yeah, but Rashi said his Mashma is learning that from Tlusha. That's where Shlomo Zalman is Mazai. Right, it's Mashma is learning from Tlusha. You're right, he could have learned it out from the other Gemara. This is Tosis. So Tosis, you're right. According to one Man D'Amar, you can tackle learn out from all the other Mazikin. According to the other Man D'Amar, what comes out? Says Tosis, B.H. Leimar, the Man D'Amar Palga Niska Knossa, You really can't learn it out, according to that mandamar. But someone might make the false mistake that you could learn it out. So it's not that we need the pasuk for that, really. The Tana, though, is trying to be kind to the people that would perhaps make a kruma pshat in this pasuk. They'll say, maybe the pasuk's only talking about Telusha. And Mechuberes, I'm going to learn from somewhere where I can't really learn from Sharovas. Why can't I learn from that? Because Karen can't learn from Sharovas, and you make that big mistake. So that's what the Tana is coming to do. Rabbeinu Peretz says that the Tana is coming lafuke shaitim. Because who would make such a foolish mistake? Shaitim would do that. Okay, that's what the Tana is coming to do. It's coming to avoid someone coming to a false conclusion that Mechuberes is kula muedas. There's no real habamim. So Tosfos is coming out, according to both Pshat. Tosfos says there's really two Pshatim in the Braisa. Either the Braisa has a legitimate Havamina that Mechuberes is going to pay Nezek Shalim. Where would Mechuberes get Nezek Shalim from? From Sharovis. Or it's an illegitimate Havamina, but it's a Havamina of Shaitim that they would think we would learn from Sharovis. Sharovis pays Nezek Shalim, Mechuberes also pays Nezek Shalim, even though you can't really learn from there, but they don't know. It's a Shaitim.
And what, you would think that it pays Chatzi Nezek also?
What? Chatzin Ezek does pay because it'll learn from Tulusha.
But only Tulusha. That.
What?
But only that.
Only that. Shaitim will think that it's going to pay Nezek Shalem.
But he needs to say even without the Shaitim.
He doesn't. Because if Tulusha pays Chatzin Ezek, then for sure, Mechuberes pays Chatzin Ezek. What do you need the pasuk for? Tulusha pays Chatzin Ezek.
You won't know he pays Nezek Shalem.
He doesn't.
What if it comes to Mu'ad?
Why not? It would be the same as Tulusha.
But then the halacha would be different.
It plays the same as Tulusha, Daika Tulusha. Tulusha says, if you're learning from Tulusha, Daika Tulusha. And you can't learn from other rabbis, because other rabbis have a chumra that Karen doesn't have. Karen is not Becheska Shimor. En Elchanami, some shoite, a fool, is going to think I can learn from other rabbis. But you can't really. But but according to Tulusha, the Havamina of Kula Mechuberes, that Mechuberes is Kula Moedes, it's not Karen. It's not going to be Karen. Can we learn from other rabbis? So, for example, is it going to be chayiv in the Rishus HaRabim? Maybe not. You're learning it from Regal and from Shemim and Potter Rishus HaRabim. It's a pella. The Gemara is klor mashma like Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, the way we understood Rashi, that it's going to be learnt, Mechuberes is kula muedes midin Keren. But Keren, Mechuberes one time, is like Keren Plusha three times. Then it's Karen. Avadig and Mechayv Rishus HaRabim. According to Tosfos, not. The Rashba, my friends, is where we get into a stira. And that's what we're going to leave for Rav David to do the Avodah. Let's take a look in the Rashba. The Rashba is very, very confusing. Zok the Rashba. Avo Mechuberes. Ema Kula Muedesi. Koshali as the Rashba. Adarabba, Ema Kula Tamahi, Lishalem Chatzinezek Belachud, Dechol Lafuke Memoina, Kula Latoivea, Bechumra Lenitva. The Rashba says, listen, I understand that Mechuberes can't be identical to Tlusha. So you got two ways to go. Either you can say it's Kula Mu'edes, or you could say it's Kula Tama. It can't be the same, but which one should you choose? If I have no indication of which way to go, I should say Kula Tama. That's the Rashba's question. Why? Because Kol Afuke Memoina Kula Tavei B'chom L'Nitva. Mama, you always say Kula Tavei B'chom L'Nitva. You always go to Kula. So if I have a choice of making him chayev or potter, more chayev, more potter, what should I make him? Now Rashi answered this question. Rashi said, this is not a toss-up of which one to do. We have a reason to make him chayav kulo. Why is it chayav kulo? Because it is
Orche.
And what's Orche? Plug it into the formula. Orche is Nezek Shalem. But the Rashba doesn't go with that. The Rashba says it's going to be either Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem. Why is it going to be Chatzi Nezek? Where would you learn it from?
Flusha before.
Why is it going to be Nezek Shalem? Where are you going to learn it from? Flusha give him a pamen. It's one or the other. It's got to be one or the other. Which one? Which way do you go? Go left, go right. When mamun, you should always go l'kula. It's the Rashba's question. Says the Rashba, Yesh lo yimer de'adraba. The Nezikin, Sveke detu lahachmir ki yisurin. Tell the Rashba. Says the Rashba, when it comes to Nezikin, the suffix always goes l'chumra like yisurin.
What did he say the second ago? That's the first one.
When you're dealing with regular dine mamunis, what do we say? Regular dine mamunis, you go l'kula. But when it's dealing with Nezikin, Sveka of Nezikin is lahachmir ki yisurin.
What was the Rashba's kash again?
The Rashba's kash was as follows. He understands the Gemara is saying the pasuk that says you go from tam to muad is only talking about tulusha. Does mechuber go from tam to muad? No, mechuber doesn't go from tam to muad. Only tulusha goes from tam to muad. So what do you do with mechuber? So Rashi says, well, mechuber's urche, it's going to be like muad. Rashba doesn't hold of that. So Rashba says either it's going to be muad or it's going to be tam. It's either it's going to be all muad, it's going to be all tam. It won't graduate from Tam to Mu'ud. Why won't it graduate from Tam to Mu'ud? That's only by Tolish. So which one should you choose?
Well, why can we learn out? There's no problem of Daya or anything. What's the
problem? Good. That's a good question. So the Rajva obviously understands differently.
Because the Pasuk was only talking about that.
The Rajva understands differently than Tosfos. He's making a good point. Tosfos seems to say you could learn out from Tulusha, Daya get Tulusha. Why can't it be identical? The Rajva's understanding, and the language of the Gemara is Mashma that way. That has to be different.
In the Havmir, you can't learn it out from...
When the Pasuk said that you go from time to mood, it's only Tlusha. And it has to be different from Tlusha. It's Kilo Xeris HaKosef, according to the Rashba. The Lashon of the Gemara is a little bit mashma that way, yeah. But listen to the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ki Polig Rachmana Bein Tam L'Mu'ud. When did we make this break between time and mood? Hanimi L'Betlusha. Only B'Tlusha can you do that. Avo B'Mechuberes. You can't do it. In other words, Xeris HaKosev, you only graduate from Tam to Mu'ud by Tlusha. What's Mechuberes? Don't know. Says the Rashba, two options. Either Kula Mu'edes, that's what Rashi says, or Kula Tama. So he says, why don't you go L'Kula?
Why didn't the Rashba just say that the Tam, we said Tam paying Chatzi Nezek is a Chiddush. So when we say there's no break between Tam and Mu'ud by Mechuberes, you don't go to the Chiddush where there's no reason to. Meaning even if it's more L'Kula, it's still...
I got it. I hear you. I don't know if the Rashba doesn't say it.
I heard this is still a case of Meshimen, why is there more Chiddush?
Saying the whole payment of Tam, the Tashlam of Tam, Chatzi Nezek is a Chiddush. So if you don't know what it should pay, it should pay Nezek Shalom. Why not pay Nezek Shalom? Everything pays Nezek Shalom.
No, but Mechuberes doesn't have Tam.
Mechuberes doesn't have going from Tam to Mu'ud.
Right,
but it might have Tam. We don't know. It's a Chiddush. Why put it in the Chiddush? I hear. Rashba didn't wasn't nachas there. Al kopanim. So what do we see from the Rashba? If you'd ask the Rashba, this din of Mechuberes, is it paying me din Karen, or is it paying me din other mazikin? Chlor Karen. Here's a shaila. Do you go l'chumra to make it Karen Mu'ud? Do you go l'kula to make it Karen Tam? L'chumra, l'kula? We go l'chumra. We make it
more
chayiv. But that's clear Karen. And then the next Rashba, the Rashba asks, v'adayin yesh l'hachshos. My tamar ha'avim l'chuberes kul mu'edesi. Minot teisi. Im ikrod etzit ki adaylius kamaya. Im ishan ezikin. And then he goes into Tosfos. As you Tosfos now saying the Mechayiv is from other Mazikim. Seems to be a stira in the Rashba. This stira, I hope that Marina of David Kohen Shlita is going to be speaking about over Shabbos after the first Shachris. If he does, so then we will continue with this on Sunday. So we'll go over what he says. If he doesn't, then we're going to start next. We'd like to share with you a one of the parasha. Yeah, that would be good.